Good morning. Don't we have more children than this somewhere? Well, are they coming? Okay, well, we'll wait just a minute, because we need to have all the children we can. Camden, it's nice to see you today. It's good to see you. Yes, it is. Andrew, it's good to see you, Andrew. I haven't seen you for a while. Does God answer your prayers? Does he? Does he always answer your prayers? Well, we're going to have to talk about that today, because the Bible says he does always answer our prayers. Sometimes we don't. That's right. Sometimes we don't know what he has to say. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says, no, not right now. So what if you said a prayer and you said, I'm going to ask my mom for $5 and I'm going to go spend it on candy. Do you think he'd? Probably not. Wouldn't be good for us. And I don't think our moms would say yes anyway, would they? No, they wouldn't. So do you say your prayers in the morning or at night? And then again, maybe in the morning would be a good idea. If we said them in the morning and at night, and maybe even in the afternoon. And sometimes I have to pray more than that. You know, God answers our prayer. Grandpa was sick last week, and Josie said, well, God already knows anyway. Why do I have to ask him to watch over Grandpa? I said, you know, sometimes, Josie, the prayers are more for us than they are for God. He likes to hear from us. What if I went a whole month and I didn't talk to my mom? Or what if a whole month went by and you didn't talk to your mom or dad? Would they be happy? That would be terrible, wouldn't it? We want to talk to our moms and dads and Jesus every day. Jesus, when we pray, the Holy Spirit takes our prayers and lifts them up to heaven and gives them to Jesus, and Jesus gives them to God. Do you know that's how it works? And when we go and we say the prayers, the Holy Spirit makes them just right to give to Jesus, and Jesus gives them to God. Now, I think, why does it have to go through Jesus to get to God? Because the Bible says all come to God through Jesus. So that means our prayers too. And I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to put my glasses on. So there's several good reasons that we pray. This comes from Uncle Arthur's. These are bedtime stories, but they're Sabbath school stories too. Most important is that because we're God's children, that's why we talk to him. Does he answer us back? Yep. You know, one time I was over at the women's retreat with Linda Trenholm and Kathy Burkhart, and I had just been through a terrible tragedy myself. And they knew it. So there was a woman from New York was the speaker. And I went and met with her. And she prayed for me. I prayed. We all prayed. There were 500 women together. Can you just imagine 500 women in this great big auditorium? And she told me that she had talked to God about my issues, and that she stopped her sermon right in the middle of it, and over 500 women, she said, Linda, God has taken care of your son. So praying, I asked God, she said, ask God for the thing that you need the most. So I ask God. That is the one and only time that I have heard God's voice audibly. I lifted up my eyes and I looked around the room. I thought, everybody heard that word. Everybody just kept their heads down and kept praying. That was an out loud, audible voice. And he said, peace. Linda, I give you peace. That is the only time that I have heard God's voice outside, out loud. Someday, it doesn't always take that kind of grief and pain to hear his voice. But sometimes he gives you the answers right then when you need it. He always gives us the answers, but we don't always hear his voice. Sometimes he'll speak to your heart. Sometimes he'll speak just to your mind. And sometimes he'll just wait. He's really glad when we come to him. He's really glad that we come to him. What's the thing that we should do first, though? When we say a prayer, the first thing we should do is say, thank you, God. Thank you. Be thankful for all of our food, our home, our cars, everything that we have, and thankful that God lives in our hearts. You know, a few months ago, we had the opportunity to take over the payments of a grandson's car. Johnny and I had kind of sort of been thinking about getting a car, but we weren't quite ready to. And Dylan came along and he said, Grandma, I've got two car payments and no wife, and I need someone to take a car payment. So we did. Well, that was 6 or 8 months ago. About a month ago, my Suburban broke down. I mean, it's just broke down. Did God? I didn't even have to pray. God knew. Did he know that Suburban, the love of my life, besides my husband and my grandson, I love that Suburban. But he knew it had a lot of miles on it. It was going to break down. So he answered my prayer before I even asked him. I didn't even know I was going to need a car. But he answered my prayer. When the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, what did he tell them? Josie has a copy of them. And he said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I have a copy for each one of you of the Lord's Prayer. After you get your copies, make sure you go back down through the aisle and pick up the offering. Thank you.